Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. It is the Prediction Show the next 2 days. And this is how it's going to work. I am opening up the phone lines only for predictions. The studio line, 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. If you call and you get a busy signal, if you call and nobody picks up, try again, because we're going to be going through these calls at lightning speed. People have been asking about text messages, tweets, emails. None of those for the time being. Only phone calls. I've got all of the predictions from last year. I have 6 pages of predictions that we have to go through to try to determine a winner for the 2015 prediction show. We may hold off determining the winner until Sunday because we may have too many calls over the next 2 days to get a chance to go through all of these predictions. The rules are you get one prediction, max you get 2 predictions. If you think you've got 2 of them that are good, if you can make it quick, I will give you 2. But 1 is a safe bet. You get 1 prediction. Try to go out on a limb. Do not make an obvious prediction, because if we have a whole bunch of people who manage to get a prediction right for 2016, the grand prize, one grand prize, is going to go to the person who has the best prediction. And in order to have the best prediction, you've got to take some chances. And as you'll see when we read last year's predictions, a lot of people took a chance. We're going to start it off to the break. 844-411-5411, 425-488-0525. Get your predictions ready. Get on the phone. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
It'll be home to 942 bursts of laughter, a 16-pound blackened turkey dinner, and the loudest burp on record. It'll be the site of the most legendary blanket fort ever built. Not to mention the stage of the Great Pillow War of 2016. It'll also be the final resting place of 2 hamsters and one of the sweetest turtles who will ever live. It will see its fair share of broken windows, broken bones, and broken hearts. But first, you have to find it. Start your home search at Zillow.com or on our family of apps. You can view millions of photos, browse historical pricing data, and even sign up for alerts when new homes hit the market. Because you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. Zillow. Find your way home.
You know that non-bank private equity business loans aren't for every business, but billions of dollars have already funded across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they focus mostly on monthly cash flow, not personal credit. If your business could use funding in less than 48 hours, I encourage you to research the private equity loan sector at BusinessLoansNow.com to find out how much your business could qualify to get. That's BusinessLoansNow.com, BusinessLoansNow.com.
We took our ultra-thin Trojan bearskin condom and turned it up. Introducing the new Trojan studded bearskin condom. Thin for closeness. Studded for stimulation. Turn it up with the new Trojan studded bearskin condom. Trojan, the pleasure of protection. And for those who live large, try new Magnum bearskin condoms.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we got to rock and roll here. We only got a half hour today and tomorrow. The first two segments of the show, it is the prediction show. Call in with one, max two predictions. Make them quick, because we got a lot of callers. The phone number's on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, 425-488-0525, or 844-411-5411. And we will have special guests in the final segments of the show the next 2 days. To the phones, you're on the air. What is your prediction?
All right, hey, guys. My prediction as quickly is that John Cena is going to stop doing a full-time schedule this year and move to more of a part-time type schedule like The Rock did in 2001, 2002, because he's going to be doing more Hollywood.
All right.
That's pretty much it. Thanks very much.
All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. That is a good example of an easy prediction, because John Cena kind of has sort of already done that. So a solid prediction, but I'm not sure that that would win the grand prize next year. You've got to go out on a limb with your prediction. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
It's Ed in San Antonio. And first off, the only reason my prediction from last year didn't happen is because you're such a hateful person that you spited your entire audience to get back at me and cost me from winning this
Okay,
contest.
Get with it. What's your prediction?
Okay, the prediction is that Ed in San Antonio, Brian Alvarez, will host an all-women's wrestling show before WrestleMania, or at WrestleMania, Ed will punch Brian in the face.
Wow. Well, listen, Ed, I want to thank you very much for the call. Ed's prediction last year was, in fact, there will be a once-per-month all-wrestling, all-women's wrestling show on the site with Brian and Ed, which was a fail. We'll get into the wins and losses after a while. Toll-free line, you're on the air. What's your prediction for 2016?
Hi, this is Toby from Germany. My first prediction is that John Cena is going to leave the WWE to start a film career. And my second prediction is that the Survivor Series will be held in London.
Survivor Series in London?
Hmm. Yeah.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the predictions. That is a better prediction. John Cena leaving to do Hollywood. I just don't think that's a good prediction. He already did that this year, basically.
Yeah, but well, if he's saying, though, he's going to leave it outright Rock-like and walk away, that would actually be a... It's so tough to believe WWE would let him go, or they would let him go fully without latching onto his leg and then, you know, him dragging them to Hollywood. That if you think about it, that's not a bad prediction, because that means John Cena would be done.
All right, to the studio line. What is your prediction for 2016?
Hey, guys, this is Eric from Minnesota, and my prediction is by SummerSlam 2016, Daniel Bryan will announce his retirement from professional wrestling.
Wow. Daniel Bryan announces his retirement by SummerSlam.
Yes, sir.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call, Eric. I don't know if Bryan's going to announce a retirement, because he's pretty much said, if I can't wrestle in WWE, I will wait out my contract and I will wrestle elsewhere. So I actually think that may be going out on a limb, that prediction right there. To the toll-free line, you are on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
I think that's me that you got on.
That's you.
Right on. Hi, Brian. I texted you. Hi, Brian and Mike. It's Marty Goldstein up in Winnipeg, writer for Slam Wrestling.
What's up, Marty?
He's going out on a limb. I predicted in 2016 a promotion somewhere will announce the first match involving a transgendered wrestler.
a promotion somewhere, so anywhere in the world, a transgender wrestler will begin competing.
This is my prediction.
All right. Well, Marty, I want to thank you very much for the prediction and all the work you do for Slam Wrestling. Let's go to the studio line. You are on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
Hey, guys. This is Eric in Chicago. As you can see, I'm losing my voice here a little bit, but I definitely had to call in for the prestigious prediction show, F4W.
Clearly, it was cheering on all of the competitors at Rising, like Gabby Garcia.
Oh, my.
You know, I had to hype it up a little bit yesterday. But my prediction for this year is at some point throughout the year, Dave Meltzer will do commentary for a Young Bucks match in where he will call the Meltzer driver. I'm pretty sure no one got that one already, Phil.
Well, no one has gotten that one. I will tell you that. I want to thank you very much for the prediction. Dave calls a Young Bucks match and calls the Meltzer driver. If I were the Young Bucks and Dave was calling a match, I would constantly be teasing the Meltzer driver, yet never deliver. One last troll job there. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
Hi, Brian. It's Danny from Michigan. My prediction is that Brock Lesnar walks out before the year ends, doesn't fulfill his contract.
Wow.
It ends at WrestleMania 33.
That would be that. And would you like to specify why he walks out? What is he unhappy about?
Oh, man. I don't think there's a specific thing that he's mad about. You know, it's Brock Lesnar. You know, he's a man of his whims. Maybe he's just sick of it and just walks out.
They ask him to put over the newly signed Boruto.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first sumo at WrestleMania. Akebono. Brock Lesnar walks out, he says, and he specified walks out, so it's not like Brock suffers some sort of injury and cannot compete. He has to walk out of his contract.
Now, to be fair with Brock, and you know how Brock can be, when he's done with something, he is done with it. When he hears something he likes, he just will walk away from it. Do you think that's really putting it out there on a limb? That WWE
yes.
could offer him doing something stupid,
yep.
and he could walk away?
It is, because when he first signed, Dave and I had a big debate on the show where Dave didn't think he was going to make it a year, and I thought he would make it a year, and he's now made it several years. So I think that is going out on a limb. To the studio line, you're on the air. What's your prediction for 2016?
Hey, folks. This is Curtis from Miami. I'm a new subscriber, and I just really love your content.
Thank you.
My prediction for next year is something that we've been waiting for a very long time. Roman Reigns is going to be pushed as the new face of the company, so they're going to have somebody that could take pictures with fat chicks and kiss babies. So I am saying to get him over this year, before John Cena leaves the WWE, he will be turned heel. This year, he will be turned heel.
Roman Reigns or John Cena?
John Cena to feud with Roman Reigns and get him over.
Okay, so but John Cena has to turn heel for this.
It's going to be done by the end of the year to set him up to be the new face of the company. That is my prediction.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call and the subscription. I predict you will enjoy your subscription even more in 2016. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
Oh, yeah, I was predicting Chris Jericho versus Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title.
Chris Jericho and Dean Ambrose at WrestleMania for the Intercontinental title. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. Short and sweet. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
Hey, Brian. Joe Gagne from lovely Worcester, Massachusetts.
Yes, Joe.
Two quick predictions. One, Finn Balor will not be called up the main roster in 2016, and John Cena will win his 16th world title in 2016.
So the whole year, Finn Balor will not be called up, and John Cena wins his 16th title, tying Ric Flair.
Correct.
All right, Joe, I want to thank you very much for the call. Somewhat bold, those two. Finn Balor not coming up at all.
I'm going to make an easy prediction and say that Joe Gagne's fun time video arcade that he does with Tom Green and his podcast, Joe vs. the World, will probably be pretty awesome.
Probably a good prediction. Let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
Hey, guys. It's Zombie from Northern California.
Yes, Zombie.
I have two. I have one that's serious, and I have one that's kind of funny. First, the serious one. Takashi Sugiura will win the NOAH's GHC title at the January 31st show. Sugiura will hold on to the title for about 6 months, and he'll be lose the title to NOAH's true savior, Chris Hero. Marufuji will turn heel and join Suzuki Gun because the fans will turn on him for not being the true savior of NOAH. What do you think of that one, Mike?
I like that. I can handle that, and I can handle Sugiura with the GHC title at any time, so I'm good with that.
Okay. And the second one, which is kind of funny, so sometime in 2016, ROH will run a show in Louisville, Kentucky, and the Young Bucks will give Jim Cornette a double super kick on the sidewalk in front of a Wendy's restaurant.
Wow. Well, that's an example of going out on a limb, but I don't think that one's going to happen. We'll be back in just a moment. We got one more segment for phone calls, so call in, everybody. 844-411-5411, 425-488-0525. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
One more segment here today to call in with your prediction for 2016. The studio line, 425-488-0525, toll free, 844-411-5411. We've had nonstop calls, so no tweets, no text messages. You must call. Those numbers, they're up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. If you get a busy signal, if nobody picks up, try again. Once this segment is over, you'll get one more chance tomorrow, the first two segments of this program. And after that, that's it. So get by the phone and give it a shot. And, of course, if you're listening on replay, now you know tomorrow the first two live segments of Wrestling Observer Live is your chance for predictions. We'll have a special guest in the final segment of the show today and tomorrow. So no calls during that period. To the studio line, you're on the air with your prediction for 2016.
Hi, Brian. This is Frank from Connecticut. How are you today?
Very good. What's your prediction?
I predict that Kurt Angle will return to the WWE this year, 2016. He'll actually, I believe, be a surprise entrant in the 2016 Royal Rumble. That's my prediction.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Kurt Angle as a participant in the 2016 Royal Rumble. Not returning as a trainer, but as a wrestler. A bold prediction, I would say. Let's go to the toll-free line. You are on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
Yes, it's Danny Hernandez. And my prediction is when Lucha Underground has their house show, WrestleMania weekend in Dallas, Mark Cuban will be in attendance, and then he'll love the show so much, he becomes an investor, and Lucha Underground will be around forever.
Forever?
Forever. Billionaire Mark.
Mark Cuban will be there for the Lucha Underground shows, WrestleMania weekend. Love it. Become an investor, and it will be around forever.
Does he have any sway still with his own channel, HDNet, or does...
I don't think so.
Oh, darn, because that way he could be on, we could have a block of New Japan and Lucha Underground programming.
To the studio line, you're on the air with your prediction for 2016. What's up?
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. What's up?
I'm just getting ready to celebrate the new year.
All right, what's your prediction?
I think in 2016 we see Daniel Bryan in a ring. Maybe it's not too far-fetched. That's not WWE.
So that's your prediction? Daniel Bryan will be in the ring?
In the ring, not...
Oh, wrestling. Not in WWE.
Not in WWE. He will be wrestling in another organization somewhere.
Okay, now based on his contract status, that is in fact going out on a limb because he should not be able to leave WWE in 2016. So that is a bold prediction right there. And by the way, on Sunday, because we're getting so many calls, it looks like Sunday we will go over all of the predictions for last year. And let me tell you something. There are some sad Daniel Bryan-related predictions that people had last year. A lot of sad predictions, but you got to go out on a limb, everybody. You got to give it a shot. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
Yeah, CM Punk will fight and win twice in the UFC this year.
Fight and win twice?
Twice.
All right. What's your name?
Eric from West Virginia.
Eric. All right, Eric, I want to thank you very much for the call. Hopefully everybody's been giving their name. Otherwise, it's going to be tough to dole out the prize next year. I should have made that very clear. Although the caller should have known to give their name with their prediction as well. Well, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Your 2016 prediction.
Dave from Wisconsin, and my prediction is Shibata will win the G1.
Shibata is going to win the G1. Mike, is that a bold prediction?
To be honest, it is kind of a bold prediction, and it makes it even bolder because now you can say if that happens, then Shibata is probably going to headline the Tokyo Dome next year. That would make a lot of people very, very happy.
That would be something else. A bold prediction from Dave in Wisconsin. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
This is Twist from Sydney. I believe Dave...
Wait, whoa. Hold on. Say that again. Oh. It's who from where?
Thomas in Sydney, Australia.
Thomas in Australia.
Yes.
All right. What's
Dave
your prediction?
Meltzer will retire. Dave Meltzer will retire this year.
Dave Meltzer will retire?
Oh, God, no.
Yep.
Well, that is the most bold prediction I've ever heard ever here on this program. Dave Meltzer will retire.
Unpossible, but we'll see. That is a bold prediction.
Now, remember, I don't want any predictions that people will die. And I bring that up because unless Dave tragically passes away, I don't think there's any possibility in the universe. There's a better chance that a comet will hit this planet than Dave will retire. But we'll see. I asked for bold predictions, and that was a stellar bold prediction right there. To the studio line, you're on the air. What is your prediction for 2016?
Hi, Sammy in New Jersey.
Yes,
and
Sammy.
My prediction is that The Undertaker will be the challenger for the WWE title at SummerSlam, regardless of who's the champion, which also means that Brock Lesnar will not hold the title at any point from now until SummerSlam.
So Brock will not be the champion at any point until SummerSlam, and whoever the champion is, they will be facing The Undertaker at SummerSlam. Undertaker in a championship match at SummerSlam this year. By the way, we're going through these calls quickly, everybody, but take your time stating your name and where you're from. That way, when we go back next year and try to compile all of these, it is not a complete disaster. To the toll-free line, you're on the air with your prediction for 2016.
Hi, Brian. This is John from Chicago. Here's my prediction. The Miz will quit the WWE. He will then run for mayor of his hometown of Parma, Ohio, and he will lose in the primary.
The Miz, Miz is going to quit WWE television, run for mayor in his hometown, and he will lose in the primary.
Correct.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. Man, what a letdown that would be for The Miz. You can't even win in the primary.
That's all right, though, because he may actually start for his Cleveland Browns next year, considering the way they go through quarterbacks. So,
thought he would say The Miz would be Donald Trump's running mate.
It's his director of operations?
Yes. Let's go to the studio line. You're on the air with your prediction for 2016.
Wait, did you just do one about Donald Trump's running mate?
Well, no one had it. I made that up. You have a running mate for Donald Trump?
Yeah, actually, that was mine. My prediction.
Well, wait, first off, who are you and where are you from?
Danny from Michigan.
All right.
If Donald Trump gets the Republican nomination, his running mate, he will choose to be either Linda McMahon, Vince McMahon, or most likely Stephanie McMahon.
Linda, Vince, or Stephanie. I love this bold prediction because his bold prediction is that Donald Trump's most likely running mate would be Stephanie McMahon.
I got way here. I'll seal one up. Linda, if Donald Trump is elected as president of the United States at the end of the year, Linda McMahon will have some sort of diplomatic role or some role, some job in the Trump the presidency. So there you go.
Only a couple of minutes left. 425-488-0525, 844-411-5411 to the toll-free line. Your prediction for 2016.
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
My prediction is the WWE will finally get rid of the Divas division and bring back the women's title with the women's belt.
So they will rebrand the Divas division as the women's division.
I think so, yes.
Well, Jim, I want to thank you very much for the call. I'm not sure. I think it is bold, but if I were running it, that is a prediction that would come true. But I'm not running it. So, to the studio line, you're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland. My prediction is the EC3 will turn face. Michael Bennett will be his replacement as the top heel. And Ronda Rousey will retire from the UFC.
Some amazingly ironic predictions from young Ryan in Cumberland. Ryan, I want to thank you very much for the call. EC3 turns babyface, Mike Bennett top heel, and Ronda Rousey retires from UFC. Can you imagine if the grand prize winner was Ryan?
No.
Crazy. All right, everybody, the final couple of moments here. If you want to give us a call for your prediction for 2016, we got a lot of calls today. We're going to try it again tomorrow. We'll see how many we get for day two. If you would like to make your prediction for the Friday show, call between 12:05 and 12:35 Pacific or 3:05 and 3:35 Eastern. So during the first two segments of this show, if you're listening on replay and you had no idea about the prediction show, it will be your last chance tomorrow. And then Sunday, we are going to read all of last year's predictions and crown a grand prize winner. So very quickly, toll-free line, your prediction for 2016.
Yeah, hi, this is Matt from Delaware. My prediction quickly is that Randy Orton will retire after it turns out he does, in fact, need neck surgery.
Randy Orton to retire after it turns out he needs neck surgery, which he may need. A bold prediction, however, him actually retiring from wrestling. And finally, last one for today. Studio line, you're on the air. Your prediction for 2016.
My name is Bailey from Ohio, and my prediction is whoever wins Money in the Bank will cash in and beat John Cena after his 16th win.
So you're predicting obviously John Cena wins a title for the 16th time, and whoever wins Money in the Bank cashes in on him and beats him for the title.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. I want to thank you very much for the call. I want to thank everybody for all of their predictions here today. Not one moment the phones were not ringing there. And as noted, you've got one more chance during tomorrow's show. The first segment and the second segment tomorrow, we will take predictions for 2016. I will tweet everything out again, and we're going to be back in a moment, actually. We've got a very, very special guest. In fact, we've got special guests all the way up till Tuesday. Maybe that's a teaser. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network. Come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, sexy, pretty little thing. This paper place you got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in the eyes and the looks to kill. This New Year's at Guitar Center, it's time to play music. Come in and get hands-on with the world's best selection of guitars, drums, keyboards, and more. And with deals like an Epiphone Les Paul for just $99, 25% off all Zildjian drumsticks, or a digital reference vocal mic for just $19, there has never been a better time to play music. We'll help you find exactly what you're looking for and save big New Year's weekend at Guitar Center.
This morning, Sandra Snead wrote a joyful status. This miss is a soon-to-be Mrs. Over 300 friends liked her engagement post, and it got 76 comments. Sandra, you're one popular gal. Geico also has a comment on your status. Did you know you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance in just 15 minutes by switching to Geico? Just a way we're trying to help cushion a nice little nest egg for the future misses. Hashtag getting hitched. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, it makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and very happy today to be joined by Ethan Carter III, competing in the TNA World Heavyweight Title Tournament. Getting ready for the big debut on Pop TV coming up on Tuesday. Ethan, how you doing?
It is New Year's Eve. I am a rich professional wrestler, philanthropist, playboy. So I am doing wonderful because I'm laying in bed hanging out with my two cats. Great day.
You're
great
laying day. In bed?
Well, you know, like usually I could be somewhere exotic or, you know, worldly, perhaps Babylon or the Ottoman Empire, somewhere weird to ring in the new year. But, you know, I got this world title series concluding this Tuesday, so I thought it'd be best to get some bed rest, some massages, focus on the training a little bit, and be prepared for our big debut on Pop TV, January 5th.
Now, do you have a bevy of beauties that is going to come over and is feeding you grapes in between the massages and all of that stuff to get you ready, not only for the Pop TV debut, but for the pop of the ball tonight on New Year's Day?
The pop of
well,
the
yes.
ball?
Well, yes. I mean, there's definitely a pop, oh. big pop for pop. There's definitely a bevy of beauties, and by bevy of beauties, I mean my sick girlfriend laying on the couch in the other room.
So, oh, yeah, man.
It's going to be real low-key.
Is she sick or was she celebrating a day early?
Sick, you know, sort of the, you know, illness, the sore throats, the strepness, some sort of thing I'm trying to avoid as well so I don't, you know, get sick and then lose the big one, so to speak.
I was going to say, you got to get her the hell away from you, because if you get strep throat leading into this world title series, you're in trouble.
I know. I mean, the only thing worse could be some sort of injury like a hangnail or something, but I'm quarantined in the other room. I think things will be good. You know, I have two cats, fresh meat, those grapes we talked about, and plenty of film to watch about, you know, professional wrestling, which is why we're here.
You say right? You have Maybe. Fresh meat?
Just for the freshest meat. I mean, just the cows literally are alive and breathing here, and I only eat what I kill.
Sure.
So, you know, I'm like, kind of like Mark Zuckerberg like that.
Yeah. Now, we got some serious questions here about this world title tournament. As everybody is well aware, at the Bound for Glory show, you lost. You lost your TNA championship. And there was a whole rigmarole. Matt Hardy was there, triple threat match. Drew Galloway was there. Matt won. We had the debut of Matzel, his young son, I believe, on television after he defeated you. And you got very angry. There was an injunction. You yelled at Dixie. Now, the holidays have passed, Ethan. And how is your relationship with Dixie right now?
Oh, my sweet Aunt Dee. I mean, you know, just, I mean, the former beacon of light in my otherwise bleak days. I mean, you know, a real business professional that I always looked up to and admired. We haven't really spoken so much since I threw what's-his-face over that table, so not exactly on speaking terms, but don't need to be, because I am her company's greatest asset. I am protected. Things are fine. Professionally, I'm doing well. Personally, family, that doesn't matter.
I had heard that you'd gotten two cats. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, their names are Skunk and Clover. You know, everyone's making a big deal of Matt Hardy's son, Maxwell, debuting at Bound for Glory, but I didn't see any Maxwell signs in the crowd, but I did see a Skunk and Clover sign in the crowd, so that means my cats are not only more popular than Matt Hardy's son, they're also cooler and better looking and probably, you know, have better genes because they didn't come from, you know, Hardy DNA. So they're great. They're growing rapidly. They just like to cuddle. But then they like to play. I mean, they're perfect. They have the loyalty of dogs without having to, you know, clean up after them. So
and be cool. Incredibly annoying.
Yeah, you know, they don't pester you. You know, they do the right things. They're smart. They're almost talking now at 6 months old. So that's pretty impressive.
You know, I've been trying to teach my cats to run the ropes. Have you begun training for your cats?
Well, I did get them a little kitty treadmill and a little kitty Olympic weightlifting set that they're, you know, feeling out, but they're still newbies, you know.
Sure.
In time.
Takes a while. Four men in the finals of this tournament, EC3, Matt Hardy, Eric Young, Lashley, that is the final four. And I wanted to get your thoughts on each of these men as we head into the debut on Pop TV this coming Tuesday. Thoughts on Matt Hardy.
Well, I mean, I'll save the worst for last, if you don't mind.
Sure. Thoughts on Eric Young.
Once I go, Eric Young, I mean, here's a guy who completely reinvented himself. You know, he used to be, you know, the ha-ha guy, the old chuckle buddy, the old, you know, rubbing elbows, laughing it up, fun time EY. But what he's changed himself into, this world-class maniac, so to speak. I admire it. He's nuts. He's crazy. He has a disgusting, dirty beard. He's filthy. He's rotten. He's evil. He's the kind of guy I kind of look up to and respect in that hindsight.
Bobby Lashley.
He's a huge, legitimate athlete who's very big and strong and muscular and agile and big and strong and muscular. And, you know, very, very difficult to contain, so to speak, from a wrestling aspect. You have to really be on your A-game, so to speak, and not only on your A-game, you have to have a couple of tricks up your sleeve, which I'm notorious for. So Bobby Lashley, purebred athlete, very much looking forward to defeating him and going on to the finals.
Now, you have defeated him in the past.
I have. Twice, I reckon. Well, three times, if you count Slammiversary. Yeah. I guess I have good luck against him.
When you've beaten a man so many times that you can't even remember how many times you beat him, it doesn't sound like this is going to be too much of a challenge going into the finals.
Well, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that I did it all myself. No, I have, you know, as I said, nefarious means, tricks up my sleeves. A lot of people that do things, you know, maybe illegal or cheat, kind of lie about it. I don't. I'm going to tell you straight up, I will work the system. I will do whatever it takes. I will use a big, huge freak on my side to, you know, equal the odds because, I'm a kind of a piece of, can I say the S word? I'm a POS, you know?
Yes, cool. You cannot say that on this show, unfortunately. But we all know what you mean. Now, Matt Hardy, let's talk about Matt Hardy here. Matt Hardy won the championship under what you deemed unfair circumstances, and you filed an injunction that kept him off television. And Matt said, well, we really need the champion on television, and so I will relinquish the title, which was then put up in a tournament, and since that time, we haven't had a champion on television. What does this tell you about Matt?
It's insane. He's very much a hypocrite. He's a liar. He's kind of a dirtbag, which is cool because, you know, I recognize that because it takes one to know one. He portrays himself as some sort of heroic hero in the realm of professional wrestling and that he's some sort of a demigod of, you know, justification and brilliance, and he's had this illustrious career, which he has, but yada, 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 whatever. My brother was good, too, maybe if I didn't know. Have one, whatever. I'm rambling. But, yeah, okay, so we need a champion. I will relinquish the title. We haven't had a champion in what feels like 6 months. Was it six? What is it, October? Three? Either way.
I think four. I'm not the best at math myself, but...
Four long months, and, I mean, it's just goes to show you Matt Hardy's lost touch. Lost touch. And, I mean, to claim that he defeated me cleanly, so to speak. I mean, his brother helped him. His brother beat me up, and then he pinned some other dude. WTF. I can't say the F word, can I? What the? No.
No, we can't say that one either.
Yeah, so Matt Hardy's an idiot, and due to, like, people blame me for this World Title Series, put it on Matt, bro. He should just hand me the title back, and we would have figured out how to make all that TV work a different way. But whatever it means, we got it. We got it going on. Pop TV's coming up. We're going to finish what we started, and it's also going to start off something really new, grand, great, wonderful. Very excited about that.
Are there any secrets that you can tell us about the Pop TV debut? Is there anything exciting? I mean, maybe you don't have to reveal anything, but have you heard anything that to you is sort of like, okay, well, that's pretty cool that we're going to be doing this on Pop TV?
You know, as far as what I'm doing, you know, I have an idea, which is wrestling Bobby Lashley, and then, you know, whooping up on it, moving on to the finals, and then winning the world title. Like, I mean, that's pretty much given. As far as any sort of surprises or tricks up our sleeves, TNA has for the fans, I do not know anything because I do not care about anything but what I'm doing. I assume there's going to be plenty. I'm good authority that there's going to be some surprise guests, some possible returns, something, some sort of fireworks to really, you know, start off our new relationship with Pop TV, our quote-unquote sort of rebranding, rechristening again,
whatever.
What I'm asking is there any possibility that you feel that as a result of this relationship with Pop TV, you may make some surprise appearances on, say, The Days of Our Lives?
You know what? That's actually what I was going to get to next. I mean, I wouldn't mind popping on Days of Our Lives. I wouldn't mind getting in the Pop TV time machine, hopping, going onto the set of That 70s Show and punching Fez right in the face. I can't stand that guy. I can't stand him as an actor. I can't stand him as a character.
Yeah.
You know, I think we roll with Dawson's Creek on that show. You know.
Dawson's Creek? Wow. That's crazy. Yeah,
like, well, so, my wife will watch Young and the Restless, and I have some concern because I, like most men out there, am not as good-looking as Ethan Carter III, that I have a concern that she is going to see him on Pop TV and then leave me, and then we'll have this big epidemic of women who are now leaving their men to join up and try to get with EC3 because of his presence on Pop TV. And it could be
what a lack of confidence, Mike.
Could be a 24/7 EC3 channel.
Could be.
I mean, that would be probably in the best interest of, you know, Pop TV, CBS to look at that as an option. I'm thinking, you know, Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives, you know, soap operas. And, like, we're wrestling and we're like the male soap opera, even though, you know, our audience is 50% female. And, yeah, like, I'd love to pop on over to, you know, the show with the acting and, you know, the babes and the harems and steal your wife. I'd love to steal your wife, Mike. I love your wife, Mike, is what I'm trying to say.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Now, Ethan, we only have a moment here before we have to head to the break. So this has been besides your appearance, we've been doing predictions for 2016. Obviously, your number one prediction would be that you will regain the TNA World Heavyweight title. If you had to make another prediction for what's going to happen in wrestling in 2016, what would that be?
Is this in an entertaining sense or in a real sense?
Both. I want to get you in with a chance to win the grand prize next year.
Get in the mix, so to speak. Well, you know, in addition to me winning the world title, I do plan on holding it for an entire calendar year. So that's not really a prediction. That's just a fact. But I predict, perhaps, somebody will change wrestling companies.
Someone will jump ship.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will go from one wrestling company to another. That's my bold prediction.
I was going to say, that really is bold. Someone will go from one company to another.
Outside the box thinking, I don't know.
Well, listen, I'll mark that down for your prediction for 2016, and that will put you in the running for the grand prize. I wish you a lot of luck with that bold prediction. Stand by. We'll be back in just a moment with more Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here with the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Pop TV debut, TNA Impact Wrestling Live on Pop TV January 5th at 9, 8 Central. EC3 will be facing Bobby Lashley. It is a tournament for the TNA World Heavyweight title. And there's also going to be what appears to be a live one-night-only pay-per-view on January 8th, Bethlehem, PA, if you want to check that out. And Ethan, before we go, let's get some plugs in. Pop TV, your social media, etc.
Yeah, speaking of social media, it's like, I didn't know if you've ever done this, Brian or Mike, when you're being interviewed, like, you don't actually pay attention to the interview, and you're just on your Twitter the whole time?
Never.
I'm on my Twitter right now, at Ethan Carter TNA, and you tweeted me, so thanks for that. I retweeted that. But, yeah, that's my Twitter, at Ethan Carter TNA, Instagram and Facebook, at The Real EC3. I think I have a website now. It's kind of, you know, in the infancy, and that is www.thereelec3.com. It has pictures of my cats and me with my muscles and, you know, being cool on there. Yeah, so those are my plugs. You plug the show, so thank you for that. I mean, we're really looking forward to Pop TV. Land of opportunity over in TNA. It's just up to, you know, people to take that opportunity and run with it, like I did the past 2 years. So
that's right. Well, I want to wish you the best of luck, obviously, in the tournament. And once again, Impact is debuting on Pop TV January 5th, 9, 8 Central on Pop, which is in more homes than Destination America. So a step up there. And January 5th, Bethlehem, PA, January 8th is the live pay-per-view. Yep, and we'll be talking about that more in the next couple of days as well. Ethan, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We are out of time, everybody. Thanks, everybody at Byline. Mike, as always, all of you, the listeners, we'll talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.